don't leave me nothing and nobody to respect. Looking to be proud, dirty projects. Hope them hunger through my stomach, don't like see my mom's checks.
I come from North Midian, I never run from any, and I ain't about to start right now. If your life is a B-side, my dream is the A. I got a rock star, salad crusher, can I trick away? I come from North Mini, and I never run from any, and I ain't about to stop right now.
Ain't about to stop, ain't about to stop, ain't about to stop.
And I ain't about to stop right now.
Ain't about to stop, ain't about to stop, ain't about to stop right now.
Welcome to the Sunday, February 12, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, it's difficult for me to describe the feeling that the deepening realization brings of Prince being alone for 35 years at least. With the knowledge that this crafted world erected around us is fascist. Horror feels so inadequate, and his calm acceptance that his death would be required for us to wake up, that we would have to be the ones to see this work of ending slavery to fruition in global freedom, fills me with awe. When the shadow state, necessarily shadow as the official ideology that's required for keeping us in chains, flies in its face. When the shadow state puts you in the EMF vise and continues tightening it until you die, there is at first a kind of denial. I can testify to this, which is itself a testament to the power of the conditioning done on us, and a testament to the truth of both Bentham's, i.e. we will believe a thing without questioning it if it's confirmed on all sides, and Alice Miller's, i.e. we do not question that which is a continuation of childhood. An understanding which reflects back again on Bentham, as he said that the parent must be the deputy of the state for the conditioning to be deep and the existence of the state permanent. A testament to the truth of both Jeremy Bentham's and Alice Miller's observations. And both together are compressed within Prince's question to us. If you were given all the answers, would you ever stop to wonder why? So how will you know the truth? Which is paraphrased from his song, The Truth, from the 1998 CD of the same name. Together, these points enclose Socrates' dilemma, reiterated by Alice, the question, how can we know a thing if we've been conditioned not to know it? By initial denial, I mean that at first one imagines a mistake has been made. Once one has been led to the truth, that the physical effects you experience are due to an intentional EMF assault, a mistake based on inadequate information on the part of the assailants. This seems likely at first because, we reason, we are simply exercising one's right of free speech, quote unquote. Saying things that the ancestors have already said repeatedly and are actually quite obvious if never heard. Or, in addition to this, in Prince's case, simply being an extraordinarily loving and vital human being. Extraordinary because you not just want your brothers and sisters to tap into this vitality that we all have access to, but actively work, make your life's work, helping to bring this about, which is helping to return love, the rule of love, to the world. The certainty that the state we are trained to think is a democracy, setting aside that we are intentionally misled as to what that word means, is in fact fascist, is the paid for in blood knowledge that necessarily comes when one becomes targeted for assault and or elimination by EMF. The resulting psychic isolation from this certainty is almost as devastating as the physical assault, which is why the global state guys were so excited about it as a weapon for weeding out dissent. In every aspect, it seems to answer the question for them of how to prevent the formation of a movement for true freedom, one in which we reclaim our bodies for our own purposes, the purposes of helping each other develop our gifts, the purposes of realizing in physical reality the love we come with. It must have seemed to the global statesmen that this weapon was a made-to-order gift for the realization of their ambitions, a weapon Nikola intended to be used to end conflict and coercion, particularly in the context of all of his other inventions, designed to form the basis of global unity and peace in bringing about an end to want and scarcity, and fostering, through the release and development of our unique gifts, a world of abundance. Instead, this weapon has been used to suppress the human spirit, which ever presses to soar beyond the constraints imposed on it by those ruled by fear rather than love.